Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3WORD and a host of other numbers, depending on where you are in the...
Update. Yeah, because we got some new numbers out there now.
That's right. We got 101.5 in Anderson and 95.1 in Seneca. And
the Golden Corner area.
Yep.
It's awesome.
So we everywhere.
We getting like upstate wide.
On the World Wide Web as well, on the radio.com app. So it's Upstate Outdoors, no matter how you slice it, with Philip Gentry and Boat Girl.
So we're celebrating a day or two without rain.
Yeah.
It's freezing, and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour. But
do you know what I would love to do on a nice sunny day like today?
What's that?
I'd like to go back to bed.
I know.
It has been a long, long week for me and Boat Girl both, and we weren't really doing the same thing.
No, we were both. We were both outside all week through the. I guess it was Wednesday was the only decent day out there.
Yeah,
but it was, you know.
Well, we got a great show for you today. We'll tell you a little bit more about what we're talking about. We're also going to talk with the winner of the FLW Toyota Series event on Hartwell last week, which is why Boat Girl and I are both tired, Marty Robinson, and looking forward to talk with Marty. He's had a hectic week as well, but a lot of ups and downs on that. So looking forward to talking with Marty. Also, if you are a fan of WiredToFish.com, that's a probably one of the best news sources for
outdoor stuff.
Well, fishing stuff. Anyway, there is a.
This is awesome.
Those of you who follow the political scene will be ecstatic to learn that former Bass Pro angler Jason Quinn, who lives up the street here in Rock Hill, has filed a lawsuit against Bernie Sanders.
We never get political here, very rarely, because we kind of lighten up the mood on the weekends, but we're going to get political today, and this is awesome and hilarious.
Yep. He has a lawsuit against Bernie Sanders, and looking at it, we'll post the information story from Wired to Fish on our Facebook page, but I think he's got a good case for defamation.
Defamation of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. That'll be interesting. Then during this
second hour, Boat Girl's got the Roadkill Cafe.
We're having venison bacon burgers. I mean, I know it's not warm, but I kind of got spring fever and want to fire up the grill.
I could give you a good recipe for tuna salad made on the tailgate of the truck.
In the rain,
because that's pretty much what I've existed off of. That and Kind bars and trail mix.
Neither one of us have eaten healthy this week at all. No. I don't know what happened to our healthy eating this week, but it went away.
So then we're going to jump into hour two. The Upstate Outdoors blog, and you know, turkey season is just right around the corner, and I don't mean up there at Cabela's, which is where it's at right now today, but I'm talking about on the calendar, April 1st will be the opening day of turkey season here in the Upstate, so we're going to give you some pre-season turkey scouting tips, kind of like I always do on the blog.
Yeah.
And then we've got our old buddy, William Sasser, from William Sasser's Guide Service down on Clark's Hill, is going to give us a fishing report.
Is it over full down there, too?
I'm sure it is.
I think every body of water is flooded.
Well, when they let it go at Joe Cassie, and, you know, Joe Cassie can hold a bunch of water.
Yeah, and Joe Cassie's also flooded, I heard this week.
Really?
Yeah, that somebody told me earlier in the week that it was about 20 feet over normal pool.
Wow.
They have the capacity to hold the water.
Yeah.
But it's, like, way up in the parking lot at the ramp.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
But and
anyway,
there's trees and debris up there, too, from all that water.
Well, it's got to go somewhere, and it's Hartwell wasn't it was on Hartwell all week, and it was somewhat – I mean, it was full, definitely full, you know, maybe a foot or so, but, nothing raging, nothing up in the parking lot, stuff like that. But, so we'll talk with William Sasser and find out what his water looks like. And then on we got a calendar of events, and I got a new one this morning, so
okay, make sure you look at the update. I have to read up. I hadn't even read them yet, y'all. Sorry.
The folks down at Simpsonville First Baptist got skeet shows.
Oh, so, fine. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that.
And then for today's parting shot, would you eat insect butter? Would you eat butter that's made out of insects?
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe there's a bunch of them. And, you tell me that – you yourself tell me that margarine's only like one molecule away from being plastic anyway.
I want some milk fat and some salt and some butter, not insect fat.
Yeah,
that's
it kind of sounds like something John the Baptist would eat, you know, because he ate locusts and honey.
Yeah.
So you could have insect butter and mix that with honey. I like me some honey and butter, so I'm going to kind of like say, you know, hey.
Okay, I'm going to try to see if I can find you some insect butter and see if you'll actually eat it.
Yeah, we ate chocolate-covered crickets. Well, I didn't, but they were available one time. We were doing a remote somewhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ew.
But.
Ew. No, I'm not eating bugs unless it's unintentional. You know when you're riding down the lake and you're going fast and you open your mouth to say something and you get a bug in your mouth?
Yeah.
I mean, I have just swallowed a few that way, but not intentionally.
Yeah, that's when you just take a drink of water. In your case, that's just when you you take another swig of Corona and keep on
just
going.
Keep on kidding. Hey, that lime juice will kill anything, right?
Yeah, that's why they put limes in Corona to stop the coronavirus from coming out of the beer.
Actually, its origin was to keep the gnats off of your beer.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's why you put limes in your Corona.
Would it help with the
keep
virus?
The gnats off.
Would it help with the virus?
Probably.
And we're saying all this tongue-in-cheek because Boat Girl and I are like,
Yeah.
A lot of news about the coronavirus.
A lot of news.
A lot of
something news.
A lot of something news. Getting everybody all upset so they won't pay attention to the whooping that's coming
in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just.
We couldn't get out, though, because we had the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, dead people don't get viruses anyway. That's most of
them. I
heard
that, yeah.
Anyway, we said we didn't
there.
Get political, but sometimes, in these times, sometimes you can't help it. But, and speaking of which.
What's that?
I had to be a, I don't know that I'd say that word, but I had to be a bass guy.
You were.
This week.
You were a bass guy
and
this
I
week.
Wore my motorcycle helmet.
Yes.
And like a lot of the bass guys do.
Yes.
And,
because that rain feels no bueno at 70 miles an hour going down the lake.
Well,
it hurts.
It wasn't hardly 70. It was either about 55 or nothing. But
it still hurts pelting you in the face.
Yeah, the rain hurts. And it's pretty nice when it's a little bit cold on the water.
Yeah.
Wearing, I never thought I'd stoop low enough to actually wear a motorcycle helmet. Those of you who've been
the
on the lake know.
The helmet is your friend in a bass boat when it's cold and
Ooh,
raining.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah, man, it makes everything so much better.
I unapologetically say. Well, I mean, and honestly, I'll say this. The guys that wear shields and goggles and everything, it's a safety thing. Because
if you're driving,
you can't see when your eyeballs are getting whacked with
It feels like rocks
rain. Yeah.
When you're going fast enough. It does.
And a motorcycle helmet and a little Rain X.
I got no shame. I lay in the floor of a bass boat in a fetal position and not get pelted.
But you can't see to drive.
But you can't
like
see
that.
Not driving.
Yeah.
But you know, riding in a passenger seat.
So anyway, that was a good experience. And as a matter of fact, we'll go to our break now. When we come back, we'll kind of give you a rundown of the week that where Boat Girl saved my bacon.
Y'all stay with us right here on 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors is on your radio on this sunny but cooler. And I tell you what, a lot of the guys who were fishing Lake Hartwell last week really would have liked to have had this sunshine and
a little wind.
Yeah, and I want to say this, you know, people are like, I didn't know there was such a huge big tournament. And really, in the overall scheme of things, the FLW,
yes,
Toyota Series, which they don't call it that, and I have had a crash course in learning how to speak FLW this week, but they had an open tournament.
Right.
Okay, what you would call an open tournament, which basically anybody can come and enter and anyway, I mean,
there's a cutoff and stipulations and anglers and co-anglers.
So you have to be qualified to be a pro angler?
Not in an open. You just got to get lucky and be able to get in.
Okay.
So, and it's a big payout tournament. It was a huge payout tournament.
And if you heard last week, we talked to, honestly, it was kind of a last minute thing because I was wanting to talk with another angler just to kind of get a fishing report about Lake Hartwell because we do that here on the show. And he wasn't available. He had something come up. And I was like, well, I know Marty Robinson's fishing that tournament. So we just called Marty and got him. I mean, we were like, I don't know, got him off the water or something last week. And Marty Robinson is a major league fishing pro.
Right.
And because it was an open tournament, and they also have an agreement where they let the MLF guys.
They're regional tournaments. They can fish opens.
They can fish three of them.
Yeah.
So anyway, and of course, if you've been following that, you know that Marty actually won.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. It made my week to see him win.
But at the same time, I also, I guess because all the really good bass reporters and field people are down in Birmingham.
You got recruited
at the Bassmaster
Classic
because the Bassmaster Classic is going on this weekend, and so they were scraping the bottom of the barrel and looking around to try to find somebody to go chase people in this tournament. And I foolishly raised my hand, told them I'd agree to do it before I really knew. And I have covered three Bassmaster Classic tournaments, okay,
in a different way
as a journalist. And that's where you go into the room where it's warm and catered and they have food there and the anglers fish and then they come sit down and you walk up to them and say, hey, man, so tell me about your day. Okay,
right.
This was entirely different. This was getting up well before daylight, driving to the lake, getting in a media boat, trying to be on the water and catch these guys wherever they're going on the lake.
And in this tournament, there was no transponders.
No.
So it's basically an issue of driving rain.
Yeah.
And you just got to run around the lake until you can find somebody.
And the first 2 days wasn't bad because they had a field of 102 anglers, and nobody else was on Lake Hartwell last week in the driving rain.
At least nobody in their right minds.
No, I mean, other than there were me and Michael Bibb, who's one of our great wildlife photographer.
He's got beautiful work.
Yeah, works with Carolina Sportsman freelance, as I do, and I actually, you know, they were like, you know anybody that could run a camera? And so I got Michael into that, and he thanked me and then cussed me he thanked me at the beginning and cussed me at the end because we both put in 16-hour days. But I got a story I want to tell about that. So what was it, day two?
Day two.
Yeah, day two of the event.
Okay.
It was because that was a day it wasn't pouring rain.
Right.
And so the guy that was driving the media boat, and we'd been running around chasing anglers, and we had gone down the lake. We got up that morning, and we were going to chase Jamie Rampey. We saw him come out from under the 24
and
bridge.
And Jamie Rampey was catching fish, obviously.
Yeah,
he did
was,
really good.
And he was the one to watch, you know. I mean, Marty Robinson came out in the lead, but Jamie Rampey's he's tough.
He's a hammer. He's hard to beat.
He's tough.
He's hard to beat.
So I was like, well, we'll cover, you know, we'll try to get to Jamie. And that's the given thing that you pick the first guy, you know, because you know where they're going to start, so you just follow them to wherever they're fishing.
Yeah, and
then
pictures.
Basically, it's fish paparazzi. And, I mean, seriously, and not my favorite thing to do, but kind of interesting. So anyway, so we're you know, a ball field behind Jamie Rampey, just going, and he's taking off.
He's got away a faster boat than you are.
Yeah,
than you do.
And all of a sudden, boom, 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 in the light, in the oil warning comes on. Now I'm not. It's not my boat, and I'm not driving a boat and everything, but it's just whoa, and we're dead in the water.
And
we can go at idle speed, and we're like, crap, now what do we do? And we're all the way down the lake, so the guy who was driving the media boat says, well, we're just going to have to limp it back and kind of see. And it was the oil warning.
Yeah, it was beeping.
And it took me a while before it dawned on me that, hey, because
it took him till 8:30 to call me.
He was talking about I could get so-and-so, maybe they'd try to look at this, or I'd do something. And we knew it was oil pump or oil related to the boat, and he had a Yamaha HPDI, which is a two-stroke.
Yes.
So it mixes.
Got to have oil.
And I am not mechanical, okay? I mean, maybe a little bit, but anyway.
You did all right.
So all of a sudden it dawns on me, hey, I know somebody might could diagnose this on the water. So I call up Boat Girl, and she's, well, you got to do this and take this and take the cowl off and do this and that. And I just hand the phone over to the driver, say, here.
And so he did good. I talked him through what to do, what to look for. And
there's an oil, not to get too technical, but what happened was
it had gotten low on the boat side oil tank.
Yeah.
And then it had pushed air up into the engine side air tank.
Yeah.
I mean, oil tank. And so it was cutting an alarm off, and the motor thought it had, the motor did have a low oil in it.
Yeah.
But it was in guardian mode, and it just wouldn't run because of the low oil. So, you know,
So here's the other thing, and I'm going to freely admit to the fact that I played damsel in distress.
He did damsel in distress.
Help! If I'd had long golden hair, I would have held it down. But so what happens is she diagnoses the problem over the phone.
Yes.
And she would have done it personally, but, you know, while we're limping back to Broyles, she sends one of her guys down because the guy didn't have he had just filled it up. He just filled it, the onboard tank with oil, but it had run it all out.
Right.
And so she sends one of her people
down. I sent to my good buddy, my BFF, my right-hand man, John, out there.
Yeah, we can't
call
him.
And I'm like, here, go take care of this. This is what's wrong. And he calls me a few minutes later. He's like, no, we got it. The oil pump's not bad. I was like, okay, awesome. And sends them back on their way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you got like full, it's only because you're married to me, but you got like full tilt, you know, lakeside emergency breakdown.
And I got to say this about JoJo. JoJo ought to have a cape.
He
pops
he's like
down,
Super John. I call him JoJo affectionately, but he's like Super John. That guy's dang. He's awesome, man.
So that was in. I got no problems with being saved by my wife.
He's riding down the road going to the lake right now, but I really appreciate that guy, man. He's awesome.
So it was 16-hour days of sleeping in the truck and doing
getting wet.
And doing fish paparazzi, and then after the weigh-in, which Marty led day one, day two, and then won the event, but it was a whole lot closer than that, actually. But, man, it was pouring rain on Tuesday, and then a little bit better on Wednesday. So that was the day
that
we picked
that. That slowed the bite down.
That's why we had boat problems.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, it was cold and pouring down rain, and they cut the field down to just 10 anglers. And you can't – when they're all dug into the back pockets of Lake Hartwell, you can't find them.
Especially in the driving rain because your visibility's cut down.
Yeah.
So you can run down the main lake, kind of look in the creeks. Yeah. You can't see nothing.
Yeah, and we did We did target Marty Robinson on the third day and found him. And, man, that was it after that.
You were trying not to give him bad luck.
No, I was not. I really was not. But and speaking of that, we actually we're going to go to our break and we'll come back. We're going to try to get Marty Robinson on the phone and talk with him about what this week was like from his perspective.
We're going to keep talking about bass fishing.
That's so right. We got a lot of it.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you think it's a party, then we've invited the right guy to the party. We got on the line Marty the Party Robinson. I don't even know where Marty's at today. Marty, welcome back to Upstate Outdoors.
Hey, Philip, what's up, man? I'm glad to be back, brother.
So we've decided this. If you want to win a big tournament, just talk to us on the radio the week before.
You know, that seems like the deal. Everybody that talks to y'all comes out on top. So
I know.
The tournament I have, man, I need to call y'all and get y'all to call me.
And Marty, I'm going to tell you this. I was talking with your wife, Iris, during the tournament, and I told her, I said, I got something to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you until after we see what happens here. And then I went up to afterwards and told her, I said, look, this started with your buddy Casey Ashley, where we had him on before a FLW tournament, and he called it and won. And then we got bold and did the same thing with the Classic, and he won. And since that time, you'd be surprised. You know, we talked with Edwin Evers and Brandon Palinuk and just, you know, people that you wouldn't think of to call. And then within about at least a year, they come away with, I mean, a big prize. So I was thinking about that when we talked with you, kind of spur of the moment last week. And so I'm not taking any credit for your win, okay? I mean, you did all the hard lifting. So congratulations on winning the Toyota Series this week.
Well, I really appreciate it, you guys. And as far as that goes, y'all call me anytime you want to call me. But yeah, man, it was a great week. You know, everything went my way. Everything just fell into place. You know, I fished great, fished clean all week. Everything just went perfect. You know, most time that's the way it's got to go, you know, to win a big tournament like that. And I was just tickled to be there, man, come out on top. I really enjoyed fishing this week.
And I'm going to tell you, in my experience, you are probably one of the best foul weather anglers. You
exactly.
Like fishing in the rain, don't you?
You know, maybe it's because I fish so much, I guess. I don't know. I kind of get, you know, I don't pay the weather a whole lot of attention. I know the fish pay a lot more attention than I do sometimes, it seems like. But, you know, I mean, I got good gear. I got a sponsorship deal with Gill Gear, foul weather gear, and it is some great some great equipment to wear during nasty weather. And, you know, that's probably one of the most important things when you're out in some of the weather that we had this week. I mean, torrential rains and cold weather. You know, if you got the right gear, you can concentrate and focus on what you're doing. And you know, you're not scrambling around trying to get warm or dry.
Right. It can be absolutely miserable if you're out there soaked. And it rained so hard. I mean, just driving rain.
Especially yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it rained. I didn't think it was going to stop the last day. And, you know, the first day, it was kind of foggy. We had a couple little showers throughout the day, but it wasn't too bad. We had a little ripple on the water. We had a little bit of breeze. I think that helped the bite a lot the first day. You know, when I got to my first areas the first day, I mean, it was just wide open. I mean, it was almost ever cast there for the first two or three places I went to. And, you know, at that time, I said, man, it's going to be a great day, you know. And I got a good limit early first thing. I think I caught probably – I probably had 16 or 17 pounds when I left my first area. So – what kind of allowed me or freed up some time to where I could run around and kind of just practice a little bit the first day instead of hitting a lot of the stuff, you know, instead of hitting a lot of my backup areas that I had, that I was trying to save to the second, third day, it allowed me to practice a little bit the first day. And it panned out. I caught two biggins and called up twice during the day the first day, and I actually caught like a 5-4 late in the day. So,
which is huge.
And
oh, yeah.
One of the cool things as far as behind-the-scenes stuff was on the last day, and you led every day, you know, wire to wire. But when you came in on that third day, one of the local anglers, he was just cool as a cucumber. Derek Bridges, he was in second and fished his lake, and yeah. He's like, I'm just out here just for fun fishing spots that I've been fishing for years. And I think maybe you were a little bit nervous about that, thinking you didn't have enough weight to hang on to the lead.
You know, Philip, to be honest with you, like you said, I think me and Derek was in second, and I think on down to third, I think we had maybe a 6 or 7 pound lead over third place. So really, he was the only one I was really sweating. And Derek has fished this lake probably more than anybody in the whole field. Derek's won some huge events on the lake, one of the best I know on Lake Hartwell, got a lot of knowledge on that lake, and actually has a lake house on the lake. So, you know, it's hard to go up against somebody that lives there and gets
to learn it, you know.
And, you know, he always looks like he's got them, and he might have been messing with me too because we good buddies, and we was cutting up back there, and he's like, dude, I swear to you, I probably ain't got 10 pounds. I'm like, yeah, right. You're going to have 12 or 13 pounds, I know. And, you know, I knew I had a little bit over 10 pounds. Probably, I thought I had between 10 and 11 pounds. And I think I wound up having close to 12. But,
so,
you know,
I
when
talked
you see
to
some...
Irish yesterday, and was it Mitchell that said, no, you got right at 12 in the bag?
Yeah.
She said he was amazing at nailing down, like, down to the ounces what was in that bag. And it's like, well, I think I got 10. And Mitchell's like, no, you got 12.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my youngest one. Marshall's my oldest one. And sometimes he'll big eye him a little bit. But if my youngest one comes over there and he tells you got 12, he's going to be within 3 or 4 ounces.
Which is crazy.
And that made me feel a whole lot better. when somebody weighs in a good bag, you sitting there and you thinking you got 10 and a half, 11 pounds, you're going, oh, gosh, maybe I got 9 and a half, 10 pounds. Maybe that 4 pounder or maybe that 3 pounder was 2 and a half instead of a 3. I mean, all kind of stuff starts going through your head. But and Derek, and actually when they put the fish in Derek's bag, you know, they did look like nice fish. I really thought he had I actually thought he had 12 or 13 pounds. So that's really when I got nervous.
It's like, uh-oh, what now what?
Yeah.
And we
were talking about during the last segment about the fish paparazzi, which they weren't that bad, just very inexperienced for this tournament. But actually Marty's down there fishing his first spot, and there's a little finger that there wasn't enough room for two boats. And in another tournament, the media boat would have been down there right there.
They'd
have
been bumping rubber.
And
rails.
I told the guy, I said, man, I am not going down there. And then I looked over, and I seen this big pasture, and I said, shoot. I'm going to take me to the hill. I'm going to get out there and walk down there.
Did you walk down there?
And Marty's down there fishing. I don't know when you saw me, but he sees all this crashing going on in the woods.
Yeah, when I first looked up, I'm going, man, good God, is that a homeless man coming down through the woods here going to run me off the best place? And I looked over there, and, yeah, there's Philip tramping around in the water over there trying to get some good shots. So I tried to help him out a little bit. He farmed work out hard not getting nothing.
Yeah, I think there's a little island right there, and I looked down there and said, man, I'd walk out on that point, but the water was so high, and I didn't see how deep that ditch was. You didn't see the first step I took went all the way up to my waist. And I said, oh,
no,
Lord,
I didn't see that.
I'm going to have to swim for this one. But I found a way across, and see, it was cool.
If you'd have run up in that cut and spooked Marty's fish off, I would have even been mad at you.
I was not going to do that. The guy was driving the boat.
He was top notch, man. He, like you said, you stayed well out of my way and didn't bother me at all, and still done what you had to do to get your shot.
Yeah, so it was it was awesome, and I'm congratulations to you, and it's really cool to see a whole family get excited, and I just saw this morning the social media and posting about stuff is so important, and you're grooming those two boys, you know, to be bass fishermen, and I got to tell you this, the little video that y'all shot with the family Man, that was top rate right there as far as, you know, talking about, and each of the boys talked about what bait you used. That was awesome.
No, yeah, man. They get into it. They're all about fishing. And, you know, I tell a lot of friends of mine, I said, how many, you know, 14 and 16-year-olds on Friday and Saturday night sit in the shop and do tackle with you all night? So I'm blessed as far as that goes, and couldn't ask for a better family. I mean, I'm really fortunate as far as that goes. My kids love and fishing in the outdoors as much as they do because, you know, I mean, I was on the road, you know, a lot. So my wife had a lot to do with that as far as keeping them in the outdoors and keeping them fishing. So I had to give her just as much credit as I can take for that. But, yeah, I'm blessed as far as that goes. They really love it. They eat, sleep, fishing just like I do. And it's the greatest thing for them because it keeps them out of, you know, so much bad stuff, I think.
I completely agree with that.
Kids in the outdoors, yeah.
So it was, I tell you, the best quote that I got from Marty Robinson during the week, we were talking about stuff and the weather and the conditions and everything, and you just switched over, Boat Girl mentioned that last week, you just switched over to a Phoenix and a Mercury, and I was like, you know, did that help you any, you know, changing boats? And he says, I got heated seats.
Heated seats to keep your mind sharp. I will tell you that.
That's actually not what he said.
Is, yeah, the warmer your tail is, the better your brain works, I think. No, man, it was awesome. I mean, every co-angler I had this week, I'll probably go out next week and buy a Phoenix Mercury package just to get the heated
seats. With the heated seats.
Exactly. And then I told him, I said, you know, the good thing about it, we got that Mercury on there. I said, we ain't got to worry about nobody beating us to a hole.
No, I was seriously worried that we were going to be able to stay up with you at least to see where you were going, man. You just took off. We caught you under the 24 bridge and paused for just a second. We almost lost you.
Yeah, I was a little pumped up, I gotta say, going into the third day. I was ready to catch him, and I'm sure I was pushing that gas pedal as far as it goes.
All right, well, Marty, we don't want to keep you. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and congratulations on the win, and give our best to the family. And, man, we just look forward to keeping up with you, especially when you get back there on the Major League Fishing Trail with that big confidence boost. You ready to wear them out on that trail now?
Yeah, man, I'm hoping to really carry this momentum over to the Bass Pro Tour Trail, and I actually leave Monday to go to Lake Fort, Texas, so I'm looking forward to that. Real big fish lake. Hopefully have some fun down there and catch some of those giant bass.
That'd be awesome.
All right, Marty, well, take care, buddy. Congratulations again, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Take care. So
they don't call them the first family of bass fishing for nothing.
I think I labeled them as the Fish Family Robinson.
But
I had heard that somewhere before. Yeah. So just a cool upstate family from Lyman, South Carolina, and making it big in the outdoor news.
Big win couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
No,
seriously.
No,
they're super nice.
I tell you what, though, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that at the pace that they do.
Yeah.
You know, on the road here, and they get off air, and then they go on to the road to the next thing.
Well, and, you know, so many of the anglers that fished this week, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. and fishing all day and lack of sleep, they turned around to another major tournament on Lanier that's going on today. I mean, that's a hard week, you know, to do two tournaments in one week.
You got to love fishing, I tell you that. And speaking of loving fishing, we got a story coming up after the break about former pro angler Jason Quinn, who's very upset, so upset that he's filed a lawsuit against what may be the Democratic nominee for president, Bernie Sanders, over an ad. So hang on after the break, and we'll toss that one around.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Well, we talked a lot about bass fishing this hour, and
we're just going to keep going.
And we're going to keep going because can't not talk about this one. It's an article ran across wiredtofish.com, and it's a story about former pro bass angler Jason Quinn, who's a former Bassmaster, I guess, Was he a Bassmaster when they called him the Bassmaster Elites? But
yes.
Okay.
And he also fished some MLF. I mean, he had been around in the early days of MLF.
Yeah. Lives in Rock Hill,
South
Carolina. And he has filed a lawsuit against Bernie Sanders. And so cover the story here. This was on Wired to Fish, written by Walker Smith earlier this week. It says, former professional angler Jason Quinn, and everybody knows him as Hardware because he's
got earrings.
He's got a lot of piercings.
Both sides. He's
and stuff.
Very outspoken.
He is.
Kind of dynamic guy.
Jason Quinn has filed a lawsuit against Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The candidate's campaign allegedly used an aerial internet video of Quinn running his Rat Bass boat during a Bassmaster tournament without permission. Now, the Sanders campaign included this clip, and we'll put this on our Facebook page. We'll link it over here so you can look at it. But it's an ad that stated it's talking about why a southern border would not stop illegal drugs. Now, according to the Herald, that's up there in Rock Hill, the lawsuit claims that Jason Quinn does not support Bernie Sanders or give him permission to use the video. Also, Quinn claims he has been harmed by the video's portrayal of Quinn in reference to the trafficking of illegal drugs. So basically, what they did, if you don't see the clip, is they're talking about how a southern border wouldn't work because they can use watercraft to carry drugs around.
Yeah.
And they flip on a picture of Jason Quinn, and they're talking about how drug smugglers travel by sea, and it clearly shows an aerial photograph of Jason Quinn driving he's got an Evan Williams Rat Bass boat.
Yeah, I think that was the Legend. I think that was when
he was running a Legend.
I couldn't really tell from the video. You know, I watched the video.
But they're inferring from the video that you know, this is how illegal drugs, they're going to run them in a bass boat, right?
It's the most, I actually watched the video. I saw the news clip, and I'm like, let me watch the video. So I watched the video, and there's all these snowflakes talking about we don't need a border wall because there's so other many ways to get illegal drugs into the country. And they're like, and now they're using speedboats. And they got this picture, this video clip of Jason Quinn's bass boat. And I'm thinking, he couldn't get 2 ounces of cocaine in that boat because he's got 800 pounds of plastics and 30 rods and everything else.
He ain't got no room.
And apparently Bernie Sanders campaign director, video people, the advertising guys have no clue what's going on in the real world.
Well, after he, of course, he's represented by an attorney, Quinn's lawyer Zach Merritt said on Monday, this outrageous video created by Mr. Sanders and his campaign, which has been seen by millions of people, portrays Mr. Quinn in an extraordinarily public and harmful manner as a criminal and a drug smuggler. Mr. Quinn is a lifelong Republican who opposes the policies of Mr. Sanders. He is appalled that Mr. Sanders' team would engage in the unauthorized use of his likeness and image to further Mr. Sanders' campaign and his positions. The portrayal is completely contrary to who Mr. Quinn is as a person. And
it's honestly like, I mean, y'all have all watched TV and the news, and how they run drugs in boats is these big old aluminum things that hold 25,000 pounds with 6 motors in the dark, and they're undetectable by radar and all that. But they are honestly, the Bernie Sanders campaign is honestly like expecting people to believe that people are running large amounts of drugs in a bass boat.
Well, I mean,
they don't even know what a bass boat is.
Anybody who's, you know, I mean, okay, let's just say for a minute that I was on the production team doing that, and you're like, okay, I need a clip of, you know, something showing a boat. I don't know. What do? You just, I guess you go to the internet, and I mean,
you got to do a little bit of research.
Anybody
about
in
what
the journalism business knows you cannot use, you know, clips or whatever,
right?
Because that's property of others without their permission,
right?
And so right there, just, you know, taking it and then portraying somebody without their permission
as being a drug smuggler. You know, and I'm normally one of those people that are like, man, lawsuits are what's causing the failure of our society. I don't feel that way about
this one.
Me in my boat.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, bass fishing, doing your thing. I would be mad as a hornet that got out there on a Bernie Sanders campaign video.
And even, I mean, taking, just trying to apply a little bit of common sense to it, do you actually think that a drug smuggler would run in a wrapped bass
Very
boat?
Very obvious. I mean, bass boats are wrapped for tournament anglers for advertisement and to get attention. And as soon as you see this clip, it's as clear as bell. It's like, oh, that's Jason Quinn's boat.
Yeah.
And it's recognizable.
Because you can see the Evan Williams bourbon logos down the side of it.
I mean, it's as recognizable as... Probably one of the billboards.
It's a moving billboard
and
on the water.
And that's what wrapped bass boats are designed to be. They're moving floating billboards, and the whole thing's just asinine. And you can tell that whoever did the video has no clue about. I mean, obviously, I didn't watch the whole video because I turned it off after I saw the clip. But I'm like, you know, you gotta know what you're talking about to put that kind of stuff out there, you know. And it's clearly just like ridiculous. I hope Jason Quinn, I hope he wins that lawsuit just for the principle of it, you know.
I would think that would be one of those things that his attorneys or whatever would look at that and go, how much?
If the video belongs to Bass,
yeah,
then, you know, Bernie Sanders' campaign would have had to get written explicit permission from Bass to use it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Bass would have given them that.
Oh,
I
you
mean,
know they would.
They're
well,
very
I don't
protected
say no, yeah.
on... You know, Bass is very much protect their material, you know, and it's just like crazy. So, I mean, I just, it makes me mad. But it's funny, you know, it's funny that whoever produced the video has no more common sense than to know that's a bass boat.
I mean, you can't, I mean, you know, they harp on us, you know, here at the radio station about, you know, a lot of this stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that gets shared on social media, and if you don't understand, you know, we even had to do training on that to do this radio show and
about what content, what you can and can't use, and you know that's a no-no.
And to just take that without permission, you know, somebody who should know better, and then for it to be, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's probably clips somewhere of real drug smugglers that they could have gotten, but
yeah, the Coast Guard has clips of that,
yeah.
But that, I mean, you know, the Coast Guard's got plenty of clips of that from surveillance cameras, from the cutters and stuff out there that intercept, you know, down below Miami.
I guess it wasn't flashy enough for whatever they want to do in this. And this is a little social media video that they're putting out, and it's, you know, it's all about, you know, why Donald Trump is wrong and you know, how southern border wall is not going to work.
It's in typical liberal fashion.
It is. And, if you want to see that, I'm in the process right now. I'm going to put that on the Facebook page. I'm going to share it the way it's supposed to be shared.
With a link.
I'll link you over to the Wired to Fish
article. I think it was at a minute and 45 where they showed, they're like, well, now they're smuggling drugs with speedboats and they've got a bass boat, you know, which apparently the liberal snowflakes don't understand that that's a bass boat and not a drug smuggling boat.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you do?
So,
it's pretty funny.
I actually,
hope he wins. We'll keep up with that later and see if he wins a lawsuit.
Yeah, and Jason Quinn's a cool guy anyway. I mean,
he's very outspoken and dynamic.
He's retired from Bass. I don't. And last I heard, he was doing some guiding on.
He's doing some guiding, and I think he's fun fishing.
Yeah, doing some guiding on Lake Harwell. And I can promise you, he's. He's not happy about this whatsoever.
He has a very dynamic character.
Yeah.
You know, very dynamic, very outspoken. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, let's go to our break. We're going to jump to the end of the hour now. And I need to talk about first.
What are we talking about?
So we were talking about putting the link on the internet for that.
Yeah.
We talked to Marty Robinson earlier, and I've also got that linked up because we missed out talking about there are bass anglers out there who's like, man, you talk to Marty Robinson, we want
to
find out what his pattern
his,
and all that was.
MartyRobinsonFishing.com page out.
Yeah, just looking at the text line is like, you know, what got one says, what did Marty catch his fish on, or what did he do this? And I was like, man, I was more interested in talking about you know, kind of the behind the scenes
stuff.
But if you want to know the nuts and bolts and details of the bass fishing on Lake Hartwell, you can also go to our Facebook page and
we'll get some links out there on the FLW.
Yeah, link over the FLW fishing.
There's some really great content about this week's tournament on the FLW Facebook page.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, Phil Gentry.
Well, I was going to say, because I wrote that sitting in my dadgum truck, you know, with my heated seats on in my Dodge Ram.
Uh-huh.
And wrote that until probably about 9, 10 o'clock every evening. So we'll go to our break. And during the news, jump over to Facebook. Go to Upstate Outdoors /WORD and check them out.
Yeah. Okay, y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.